Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting trade yesterday that I wanted to get your thoughts of. Michael Kesselring traded to the San Jose Sharks by the Buffalo Sabres, and the teams swap first round picks to make it happening. So Buffalo moves up from 27 to 20, but San Jose keeps the 27th pick and gets Kesselring. Sean, we talked about it when the Jim Gregory Award came out. I really like what, I really like what San Jose is doing as an organization, and Mike Greer leading the way as far as their rebuild. Kesselring has 1 year left on his contract. I really like this move because you've only fell seven spots. You stay in the first round, Sean, and you get a guy that didn't work out in Buffalo but could be top six defenseman for you.
Yeah, I think it was a, and with this draft and for San Jose, with I don't mind moving back. Like we talked about this draft, Gavin, being a, after kind of that first four or five players, there's probably a second tier in the top 10 to 12 players. And then after that, I could see anyone, there's a ton of players, depending on the team, ranked anywhere from, you're probably getting a very similar player at 20 and 27. And so for the Sharks, for a team that is, I like the way Mike Greer's building that team. I like the way they're being smart about it. And I like the way that they are kind of, obviously the window and everything is you build around Macklin Celebrini. And mm-hmm. why wouldn't you? Of course. So I like the way that they're kind of going about doing that. I think it's good value. And everyone, if sometimes when you talk about trading back, you talk about doing it to pick up more picks. But if you can pick up assets like that for basically just a pick swap, that's pretty well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick thoughts on Ross Colton being traded to the Predators by the Avalanche for a couple of draft picks and Magnus Crona.
Yeah, interesting one always to see after. Obviously, the old GM of the Avalanche leaves to go to Nashville, and then he goes and gets his old guy from Colorado. So Ross Colton's always one of his guys, from my understanding, so it makes a ton of sense. That Nashville job is going to be a hard build. Just let's call it what it is, right? Like, I think there's obviously some pieces, but just the nature of that division – that we know with Dallas and Minnesota and Colorado, like the bloodbath it is above them. Ross, you need some Ross Colton type players. And so I don't know how much better Nashville got. Like, does it change my prognosis of what the Predators are going to do? But I do think that's how you use picks, that when you've got kind of a surplus the way Nashville does.
All right, let's move to the PWHL. Sean was at the draft last night. And for those people that say, well, I don't want to talk, you know, PWHL. Listen, this to me was fascinating. You built a league and then what, Sean, days prior, no one knew what order they were drafting?
Yeah, the we didn't get the draft order. There was no draft order until Monday. That's when the league reveals the draft order. And there was expansion last year, right? There was expansion last year. And last year when they did expansion, they did the two expansion teams picked at the end. This year you did, It was Seattle and Vancouver, one and two, Vancouver and Seattle, one and two, because of the gold plan thing they have. And then they randomly went to the new expansion teams, and then the two play teams that missed the playoffs, and then the playoff teams. Like, it was just, it doesn't make a ton of sense. And apparently it was a random draw for the order of the expansion teams. And so then at that same time, right, like Hillary Knight, it comes out like a week, like 9 or 10 days ago, that the Detroit is getting Hillary Knight and basically a sign and trade with Vegas. And it comes out that, oh, Detroit's going to send their first round pick to Vegas for it, before they even knew where they were going to pick. And then they have their draw for the draft order on Monday, and the trade goes through at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, just even though everyone in the league says, oh, well, there was no agreement on this. Okay. There's no way, like, I mean, so Detroit willingly basically ends up trading the number three pick in the draft for the player that is probably the biggest marketing tool in the league. Like, let's be honest about Hillary stature and standing and everything. But, like, it was a fascinating crash course into the PWHL for me the past couple of days, because I've covered takeover games before and been around it before, but getting to be around the Jenna Hefford, who runs the league, and a bunch of other people, the PWHL, and I really want it to succeed, but there's a lot of it that has just the vibe of, we're doing our own thing, and we can, in a single ownership model, with all 12 teams are owned by the Walter family, we can do what we want. We really don't have to explain it. And on one hand, I understand you sometimes have to have a little bit of that early on in a league to get it off the ground, but maybe that's something when you got four teams or six teams, you're up to a 12 team league, you're trying to bring new fans in. And I thought there was a comment from one of the PWHL board members, cause I was in the press conference on Tuesday about it. And they're like, oh, well, people are fans of teams. I don't think people are would stop being a fan of a team because a player changes teams. And that's completely a misread of how fans are today, right, Gavin? There's so many people who are fans of, like, it's sports are now more player driven than ever before, right, Gavin? Right. Like, you just from a PWHL perspective, like my daughter is going to be a Detroit fan, I'm sure, because it's going to be the team we'll take her to go see games from, but she's a huge Abby Rock fan. Her favorite player is Abby Rock, and her favorite player re-signed with Montreal yesterday. And so I guarantee you, when she's going to be a Montreal fan because that's where her favorite player signed. And there's hockey fans like that as well, right? Where people do, I mean, not hockey fans, there's NHL fans like that as well. There's people who follow their favorite players. And if you're just basically funneling around one of the faces of the league from market to market, three times in 3 years, it feels kind of hokey. Just going to be honest about it. Like,
yes.
Like it's like, I'm happy. You know what? Like, it's great. I'm in Detroit. I'm going to get to Hillary Knight's a great interview. It's going to be a great for this Detroit team, but what's going to stop from potentially next year, all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, you know what? We really need to boost some attendance in Hamilton. Hillary, how about you head to Hamilton? Right.
Well, like, that's so fascinating. Yeah. You're right, because here's Seattle coming into the league last year, and they have Hillary Knight, they have Hannah Bilka, and they had Kayla Barnes, and all of a sudden, Corinne Schroeder was their goaltender. All those players are gone after 1 year. Like, if I'm a fan of the Seattle Torn, I'm like, wait a minute. I lost all my good players. I just came into the league. What happened?
Yeah,
it was fascinating, but you get to cover Capel's Hannah Bilka, so that's pretty awesome.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that. She's obviously a great player, and hoping to definitely. It's going to be a. It's kind of cool to see that as someone obviously who has their connection to Dallas and now being here. I'm pretty excited about all of that. So
where are they going to end up playing in Detroit?
They're going to play at Little Caesars Arena, so they're going to play where the Red Wings play. So it's going to be.
What do you think that draw will be?
I'm fascinated to see what the day to day is like, what it's going to be from a, I'm fascinated to see what a Tuesday night is going to be, but I would imagine start the season with 30 home games. Like they had 14,000 for the one-offs. And obviously that's not sustainable, but if I could see them drawing 6,000 to 8,000 regularly, I think that's not, I don't think that's unrealistic with what you have there. Okay. And I hope it's more, but I think one of the challenges is going to be, and it's just the reality, where do you have a, how do you go and build a regular audience when it's not just planned? Like I think about those takeover games and like, I don't know if you went to the takeover game in Dallas, Gavin, or not, but I know Robert was there.
Yeah.
And like the takeover game they did in Dallas, right? Like all the local girls hockey teams are at the game, right? All the local girls hockey teams aren't going to plan, they're not going to plan 30 team trips in a year, right?
Right.
So, like, so they might plan two or three, but they're not planning 30. So,
yeah.
For the 30 home games. So,
no, that's true.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.